The data was collected by one individual. Berbel Erig walked and biked 260 miles in Three Lakes last year on both sides of each and every town road. Erig explains the purpose is to better understand which invasives are present on a local level and how many of them there are. And looking at roads is a good place to start.
Because they basically are the area of high transport. There's not only private traveling going on, but also trucks who go all over the country, bicycles, ATVs. And in that way, it's been found that the spread of invasive plant species, at least on land, a lot of times happens from the roadside shoulders.
The DNR helped identify a list of 16 species that were of high priority to watch for. Out of these, Erig documented 11 species in Three Lakes. Spotted knapweed was the most abundant, with over 700 separate sightings. Meanwhile, there was just a single instance of garlic mustard. Erig says understanding the distribution of invasive plants helps managers figure out what actions to take.
It's really a matter of picking a battle and what makes sense. For example, the purple loosestrife, which we've only found 5 locations here. So that's not a high amount, and that could still be controlled.
Spotted knapweed, however, may be a losing battle. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.